Hey, good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday, and it is time for the Inspirational Morning Vitamin with your friend, with your brother, cousin, pastor, Doc Wilson. I'm right here in Metro Atlanta, and I am waiting on you. LaVita Besso, you are number one. You're back in the chair, huh? You're back in the chair. Woo, woo. Good morning to you. Good morning, LaVita. Good morning, Vera, Brenda. Good morning to each and every one of you. Family, I am just blessed to be with you. Karen Sugar Brown, Florida, good morning to you. I'm blessed to be here on this morning. God has just been kind to all of us. Good morning, Dwayne Webb. Good morning, Sharon. Good morning. Good morning. What an awesome, awesome day. What an awesome weekend. Center of Hope, Percy Bonner, good morning to you. That's a new name. Welcome. Welcome to the family. Hey, Tamika, good morning. What a blessed weekend we have had at the Center of Hope. Y'all are the greatest church, hands down. And to my morning vitamin family, I think about you daily. May God continue to bless you and heaven smile upon you. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Lisa. Morning, Tawana. Good morning, Tawana. I am just excited to spend this time with you. So listen, I've got a couple of things to share with you. Please make sure you post this video so it can go around the world as we always do. Secondly, on this coming Wednesday, you got to be with us. If you are in Metro Atlanta, we've got a family night, y'all. We've got comedian Small Fire who's going to be with us and a phenomenal gospel, Thomas Collier Starks. You don't want to miss Wednesday night at the Center of Hope. Good morning, Pastor Sanji. You don't want to miss it. Be with us. That's all I can tell you. If you can't be with us, you need to log on and be online right here on Facebook Live. It is going down. Now, listen, because I've got some gospel artists, we can only keep the video up for about an hour, so you need to be with us. It's going to be a blessing. Come out, laugh, and enjoy yourselves. Bring your date, whoever, do whatever you got to do. Come on out and work out with us, and you will be blessed this coming Wednesday. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty. We thank you for another day, another opportunity to give you praise and glory, to lift up your name, to just magnify you, God. We thank you. You have been wonderful to us. You keep doing great things for us day by day by day. Father, I thank you for this, my morning vitamin family, God. I lift them up in prayer. God, every concern that they have, God, I drag it to the cross now and lay it at your feet. God, I pray that you would do miraculous things today. Cover us all with your blood. Let your hands of protection be around us, God, and continue to keep your hand on us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. So family, good morning, Kim McVeigh. Good morning to you. I'm excited at what God has in store for us today. I want to go to one of my favorite passages here, one of my favorite Bible stories, the book of Job, chapter 23, verse 8. The book of Job, chapter 23, verse 8. Good morning, 11th one. Good morning to you. We have all been given this gift called life. However many years, minutes, moments God has put in it, it's a gift to us. And many of us really don't know what to do with it until it begins to slip away. I live by a new mantra right now that this life that I've been given, I'm going to live it to the fullest. I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. I'm going to grab whatever attaches itself to me in this life, and I'm going to take it for a ride. Why? Because I've only got one life to live, and I believe that God wants us to enjoy the life that he has given us. This is not the season of your life for you to lament issues of the past. This is your season to enjoy every moment that God has given you. Every day has got to be a good day. And if it starts off not to be a good day, you have the authority to change it. You are in control. And a lot of times it's not what happens to you, it's your perception of what happens to you. We've got to change our aptitude, then we can change our attitude and thus change our altitude. So therefore, this life is a gift that God has given you. But also in life, there are some challenging and trying times. Life would be wonderful if we could all stay in church singing praise and worship songs. But there's something called the benediction that puts us out of church and into life. The church is not our warehouse. We don't go there to stay. The church is our filling station, where we simply go there to get fuel, to get energy, to get healing, to get medicine, whatever we need so that we can get back out into the world and show the world the goodness of God. Is your life an example of the goodness of God? And the goodness of God is not the absence of drama. Into each life, some rain must fall. Family, I'll say that again. Your life and the goodness of God is not the absence of drama, problems, sickness, death of loved ones. All of those are a part of life. We just forget to include them. What the goodness of God is God's presence with us and giving us peace in the midst of the drama of life, sickness, death, family issue, money problems. That's the goodness of God. So here, Job gives us this wonderful paradigm. God gives us with the story of Job. Job chapter 23, verse 8, and it says, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right, and I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold." Job was going through something, and the worst trial of his life. And what he decided to do, that when he could not find God, he went looking for God. He went looking for God with a flashlight in the daytime. Is there anybody on this call with me that's going through some storms, some trials, where you're expecting God to do something, and it seems like heaven is silent right now in your life? What I'm learning is that when God is not speaking, we still have to keep listening. When God is not giving directions, we've got to continue to do the last thing that God has spoken into our lives. God's hand is always upon us, but every now and then, a loving parent likes to see what's inside of the child that we have taught them to deal with the issues of life. The longer my children grow and develop, I stop giving them the answers, and I just present them with the questions. So what are you going to do? Life gives us so many questions, and here, the background of Job really doesn't make sense, but I've got to give it to you. In chapter 1 of the book of Job, Job was the richest and most upright man in Uz, and the Bible says he was a God lover. There's something that I don't want you to miss. Just because Job was rich did not mean that Job did not love God. Let's break and destroy that paradigm that in order to be closer to God, you've got to be broke and humble. The devil is a lie. I refuse to believe that because it's not biblical. Job was paid. He had more money than anybody in his city, but he was also the most righteous and the most God-fearing man in the city. Here's what's incredible, that when the enemy came into God's presence and God says, "Have you considered my servant Job? Are you bad enough that God can tell even the enemy, I've got somebody right here that you can't do nothing with. I put too much in them. Their prayer life is too strong. Their faith is too strong. Their worship is incredible." The enemy saying, "No, no, no, I bet you I can turn them around." God says, "I'm going to use you in the face of the enemy to say that I put something in them so strong that you can't turn them around." Can God volunteer you to do battle against the enemy and you come out victoriously? Well, as the story goes, God allows the enemy to go and begin to deal with Job. Took away all of his money in one day. Took away all of his children, and then took away his health. In a very short span of time, Job went from being the richest man in Uz to a poor, sick beggar laying on the streets scratching his wounds with no help at all. It seems unfair, but family, I've learned more about God in my downtimes than I did when I was riding high. I found out that he's not just the God of the sunshine, but he's also the God of my darkest night. Well, what do you do when it looks like everything that God promised has turned around in your favor? What do you do when all of your dreams seem to have crashed on the ground like broken glass? Job gives us a little plan here that I want to share with you of what believers need to do when it seems like you cannot find the plan that God has laid out for your life. The beginning scripture says, "Behold, I go forward, and he is not there. On the left where he doth work, where I usually could find God, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but he knows I can't see him. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold." Here Job was simply saying, I need to look for God, but even if I can't find him right now, I know he is going to bring me through this. I remember growing up in New York City, I was Christmas shopping with my parents, and I got mixed up and lost in the crowd, and I wanted to go play with some toys. And in this crowded shopping mall, I was lost for almost 40 minutes to an hour. And when my family finally found me, my mother was so on edge, she couldn't talk to me. And my daddy got down on my level. He said, "Son, if you're ever separated from me again, I need you to stay where you are. Because once I recognize you're not with me, you don't have to look for me. I'm coming to look for you. And son, just in case I don't get there quick enough, all I want you to do is holler right where you are." Get this now. "I need you to open your mouth and just holler and call my name." And I looked up and I said, "Daddy, this mall is crowded. If I holler, you won't be able to hear me. How will you know it's me with everybody else hollering?" He said, "Son, I was there when you were born. Son, I changed your diaper. Son, I pitched your first pitch to you. Son, I watched you make your first basket. When you holler, the difference between your holler is that we're so close that I know the sound of your voice." What is God saying to me? That family, when you are in that storm of life and you don't know what to do, open your mouth and holler. Why? Because our God is addicted to your voice. Our God is drawn by the praise that comes out of your mouth. Sometimes you just got to stop thinking and overthinking and just let God know, "Here I am right here, and I need your help." I've got to go, y'all. I've got to finish this. What do you do when you seem to be lost in the crowd? What do you do when all your plans seem to have gone up in smoke? There is something here that I want to share with you. Job gives us a three-step plan that I need to bless your life with. Job 14 and 14, it says, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes." Family, whatever you're in, it's worth waiting for. Stay right there. Be patient. Watch God. Watch God's hand upon your life. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Don't move before God moves you. Don't move on your own emotions. Allow God to do it. So the first step is to wait on God. Will you post that right where you are? "I'm going to wait on God because I've gotten ahead of him before and I've made some mistakes." Second step, Job says this in Job 13 and 15. He says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." What Job is saying here, not only am I going to wait on him, I'm going to trust him, because if God allowed me to get in it, God's got the plan to bring me out. I'm going to trust him. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." I've given you one. Wait on the Lord. Did you get that? Wait on him. The second one, trust in him. He's never failed you yet. Here's the third one. Job chapter 1, verse 21. Job says this, "Behold, the naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord." So the first step was to wait on him. The second step was to trust him. And the third step was to bless the name of the Lord. Wherever you are is always a good time to give God praise. Can you hold on to all of the drama in your life and still say, "God, you're still good to me. God, the pain that I'm going through seems to be unbearable, but I still magnify your name. I lift you high." God wants us to bless him in the midst of the storm, because he is the God that gives us peace in the midst of the storm. Job gives us three steps on what to do when you don't know what to do. Wait on him. Trust him. And when everything else fails, bless his name. He is the God that loves to hear your voice. The end of Job, God turns everything around in his favor. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Lift up the name of our Lord and watch God do the incredible in your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. God, I thank you for your wisdom that supersedes all wisdom. But God, I thank you for your loving hand that continues to love on us many times in spite of ourselves. And God, many of us are surrounded by the cares of this life. But God, even in the midst of our cares, you're still there with us. And today, Father, I thank you for this word, to know that we can wait on you. We can trust you. But God, in the midst of all, we can still bless your name. Father, the best praise and worship is not in church, but the best praise and worship is when we are alone, tears running down our face, where we can still say thank you in spite of all of our drama. So God, today we worship you and we lift you high. God, and I lift up a praise for everyone on this call, knowing that God, you will intercede in the affairs of our lives. But just like you did for Job, you'll elevate us and turn everything around for our favor. So God, we bless you today and we thank you. And I pray for all those connected to this call who are watching it live and those who are on repost. God, that you will continue to do your good work. For you are our God and we love you with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, I am believing God for your deliverance. I'm believing God for your life. Wait on him. Trust him. And bless him. And watch God do the incredible in your life. We've got to go, y'all. Make sure you post this video. Know that I love you and I'm praying for you today. And I want you to do the same for me. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever fly alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.